We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Previously on Gresh and Keith.
The day that Mac Jones took a legitimate step towards being the Patriots starter.
Remember in The Shining? Jack poked his face and said, "Here's Johnny."
This is Gresh and Keith.
You feel like you have something to prove basically going into this year.
Double duh. I have a job and responsibility to myself, to hold myself to a standard. My faults, my bads, I'm going to get them next time. Those are slowly but surely being flushed out of my vernacular.
Andy Gresh.
Marsh and Berge, understandably, would like us to take another run. It's worth taking one more shot at it here.
Double duh.
Rich Keith.
And I dictate how I want my balls to be rubbed up.
Double duh.
Gresh and Keith. Starts right now.
Today is my half birthday.
What's that cheeseburger doing in there?
On WEEI.
Oh boy, do we have some Patriots audio for you people. 10:03, welcome into another Gresh and Kiefer on the WEEI Sports Radio Network, WEEI.com. Who would have thought that mandatory minicamp would have produced what it has, Keith? This is fantastic.
Pretty
so
good.
In the last couple of days, we know that Stephon Gilmore wants more money. People are already saying that Mac Jones is going to be the starting quarterback of the Patriots because Cam can't hit air. And now we're getting some people getting after Bill Belichick.
Well, I would say the two most interesting things when it comes to a training camp are if there's a quarterback battle and if there's somebody holding out.
That's right.
And the Patriots have both.
That's right.
And for many years, they didn't have either.
Nope.
We knew who the quarterback was. And occasionally you would have a Logan Mankins or there'd be a player not super happy with their contract. But this is so much different. You have maybe your best defensive player not there, and then you have a legitimate quarterback battle. You do, because you have a first-round draft pick, and you had a guy who was horrible a year ago. So that can't be a more interesting formula for football in June. It just can't be.
And then
sprinkle in Bill Belichick and, you know, reading between the lines. You got a lot going on.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. And, yes, we've got some Cam Neely audio that we're going to get to. Cam Newton spoke yesterday. You're about to hear some of that. But just a short half hour ago, William Hoodsworth Belichick sat down in front of the Zoom because people will never be in the same room with
Zoom
him ever
forever.
Again
yep.
to ask questions.
And
I'm convinced of that.
And now after Chris Paul, we'll be Zooming for another year.
Well, we'll get to that as well. That's right. I'm sure there'll be a big topic on Greg Hill tomorrow morning with a NBA athlete maybe getting the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But be that as it may. So here's a little bit from Belichick earlier today. And, of course, he was going to get pressed on Stephon Gilmore.
Oh, yeah.
So Tom Curran was the one who pushed a little bit. Here's how that went.
I'm wondering, relative to Steph Gilmore, his not being here, not to get into the whole situation, but do you know where he is? Have you seen him so that you have a working knowledge of how he's come back from his quad surgery?
Yeah, I think, again, I'll keep the conversations between myself and the player private, and certainly not going to get into injury reports now. It's a little late for that, Tom.
All right. Is there another way for me to come at this thing? You've been down this road dozens and dozens of times over the years, so not speaking specifically on him. It's a process. It's not what level of crisis would you put this at? I'm saying it's about a 1.8 right now.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really do levels.
God. You should. It makes things so much easier.
Everybody wants a number.
Everybody wants a number. All right, well, took a run at it. See ya.
And there we go.
Tom gave it a go. And
1.8, well, that's pretty arbitrary.
Now, credit to Tom. Not many guys can go about it that way.
Right.
Where you just straight up say, you know, being self-aware, all right, how else can I cover this? All right, you batted that one down, Mutombo. Let me try to get back in the paint here.
No.
Let me put up a floater, see if that'll
fall.
Is
there another way for me to come at this thing?
Nah, probably not. And Bill's just, you know, he's laughing on the inside. Just be like, all right, good luck. You know, try again.
Yeah.
Try again. I'll swat that one away, too.
Well, it also gets
to 1.8 out of what? 10? Out of 2? Out of 5? Out of how much?
Right, exactly.
What's the scale?
There was no scale.
No.
So you can interpret as you go. I don't think this guy, meaning Bill Belichick, is going nuts over this right now. And he always operates with some level of knowledge. So just in terms of deductive reasoning, do I think they know each side? Does each side know where they stand? Sure. Do I also think the Patriots have a pretty good idea as to where Gilmore is at in his rehab? Yes, I do.
What about where is he at, period?
I don't know about that.
Do you know
that.
Where he is on the earth?
We're going, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Correct.
Where in the world is Stefan Sandiego?
Where is he? Do you know where he is? He's like, I don't know where he is. Are you talking to him?
Well, his Instagram pops up. Oh, yeah. He's in Bora Bora right now.
But you would have to assume there's got to be some sort of negotiations going on. Because otherwise, what's going to change to make him show up? If the contract's the same, why would he show up?
I don't think there are negotiations going on right now, only from the standpoint of, and I go back to, this is where each side, okay, this is the first salvo in all of this. But if there's one thing that I really do believe in from the guy, Andrew Brandt, Business of Sports, he ran the Packers for a while, deadlines spur action. And I don't think they really get into the nitty-gritty until maybe the third week of next month, to where we start to get closer to camp. And like, if you're the Patriots, you have no reason to really dive into negotiating with him exactly right now, because
they don't
have a ton of the leverage yet.
No,
because you want to use the leverage of, well, if you don't show up for camp, then you're going to get fined.
But also, don't you still want to see where his head's at? Because we said yesterday, there's a big difference between I want a pay raise for this year or I want a 3-year extension. There's a huge difference. So I feel like you should at least know that, because once you do sit down and negotiate, it's not going to happen in a second. So if you want him there for training camp and be a part of this defense and, you know, kind of grow together, I wouldn't start in a month, because if you're the Patriots or if you're Bill Belichick, there's no way that you can honestly think, yeah, he'll be here then. We don't have to even call him. He'll show up. Like, he's not going to show up.
No,
until
I think they'll negotiate.
Okay.
I just don't think the time is now.
But what's the harm in that?
It's probably friendly exchanges. But again, from the Patriots' end, they don't have to do it right now. That's why I think they're not, because they just don't have to.
No, and I guess, you know, Gilmore doesn't either. Like, Gilmore, he can wait it out, too.
Well, and that's the closer he gets to camp, then those fines start to get real, and then the thought of a holdout starts to get real. So I'm sure that old Matt Patricia has advised Bill Belichick to make sure to wait a month. Or Bill knows in the back of his mind, I know how to fix this. And it doesn't even bother him. Like, there could be that end of it as well.
Yeah, you get the money to do it.
That's the thing, is that I'm sure he has an idea, at least a ballpark, as to where they want to get to. The real rubber meat in the road, as we talked yesterday, is, does Gilmore want to be here for 3 more years? That's where the Patriots might hold their nose and swallow hard and be like, I don't know if we want to do that.
Either.
Let's give you some money.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
This hour's code word is late. Text late to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Do not text and drive. Again, the word late to 72881. So Curran took his shot at Belichick and trying to get something from him on Stephon Gilmore. Here is the other little nugget that you will love, and that is, Belichick was asked if he reached out to Thomas Edward Brady Jr. on winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, again, Chris, I think I'll keep those conversations privately between myself and the other people that are involved. Appreciate the question.
You know, if Greg Hill took the tact of Bill Belichick in his whole search for the female co-host and just said, I will keep my discussions between myself and the co-host to us and not go through it on the air.
Leave us wanting more.
Belichick could have shown you the way on that. He is swatting them down left and right, baby.
Not having it
today. The great Greg Hill.
Yeah. But it's the lawyers. It's not me. It's the lawyers. Lawyers screw everything up. It's not my fault.
There it is.
But you could have taken the Belichick route and just been like, well, I'm going to keep my discussions with Elaine private, just like Belichick does with Tom Brady.
I you're right. I probably, in hindsight, I should have done that.
That's right.
Larry, the lawyer couldn't have figured all this out.
Larry the lawyer.
Where the hell is he been in all this?
Cheap. The guy is not cheap. Right, we can't afford him here.
Okay, listen to you.
We have to pay Gresh. We had to lure Gresh out of Providence to come here to Boston.
Yeah, there was nothing better than listening to two millionaires talk about how people shouldn't get a millionaire, become a millionaire if they get vaccinated. You and Wiggy.
It's not your fault.
I didn't even mention the guy on a producer's salary who's going to Hawaii for 2 weeks.
Well, his father is paying for that.
I was just going to say, all three of you.
Wiggy is probably a millionaire. Me, not so much.
Which account? Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, there you go. Right.
Turn over a few cushions and see what I have here.
You got Finland. You got a Swiss account.
It's all Bitcoin right now anyway.
That's the one that's in Costa Rica. It's got the Bit and the Dogecoin.
Don't sleep on the crypto.
I'm not sleeping on it. I just don't understand it. Okay? I don't understand
Maybe
it.
Maybe that's what Stephon Gilmore wants. Now we figured it out. Gilmore wants Dogecoin and Bitcoin.
I would feel like you're a big NFT guy.
You just read me again.
Really?
You don't know anything about me. You think I'm a big pecan guy?
Sandies. No. I thought you were a pecan Sandy guy.
Pecan and crypto guy? No. No.
No?
I don't know anything about
He's a big FU guy.
NFTs are a scam.
Here he comes. No,
well, that's how I feel.
Roasted.
Here's a take.
All right.
It's just a receipt to say you bought something, but you don't actually own it.
Shire, I got an IOU right here.
Yeah,
you want to hang on to that one? It's a car.
Also called a house.
It is an odd thing, though. Wouldn't you rather have the original than the digital version of the original?
You always want the original.
Tom Brady is into selling the NFTs.
Right. He
invested in a company.
Right.
I think Shime is right.
Shime might be onto something here.
Thank you, Greg.
Come on.
I'm not. He might be.
It'd be like if I walked in and said that Curtis was right. No. You'd be like, "What are you doing to me here?"
No, I think he's right. You're just buying like the digital imprint of something.
Yeah, I'm afraid of it. And if it ends up being a monster thing, all right, so be it. I missed out, but at least I know I won't get burned by it.
By the way, Danielle's cat NFT available right now on her Instagram.
Well, it's like Rich invested heavily into Beanie Babies years ago, and that has not panned out the way he thought it was going.
Not yet. Enough people throw them out though. Next thing you know, I'm sitting on top of the world.
Now you're Pokemon cards.
Now we're talking.
Those panned out.
Well, Sharon's got Pokemon cards. Those are worth
something. Those are going to pan
out. How do you think I bought the house?
I had a guy, he bought a knockoff version of one, a hologram one, and for our big segment on hashtag dork, should I have bought this, sends it into us, $1,300 he spent on one Pokemon card. And it's not even like the original. On one card. It was a Charizard, I believe.
That is correct, Rich.
What type is he? Is he a water type, Sam?
No, he's a fire type.
Fire type.
So now we can get into what does Gilmore want? Dogecoin, Bitcoin,
Pokemon cards.
NFT, or Pokemon cards?
Pokemon cards.
He just wants a sleeve of Pokemon cards.
I made $58 million in cash. Here's what I want now. I want a Ken Griffey rookie. I want a Tom Brady signed rookie.
I got a Tom Brady card, too. I just saw one Tom Brady card go for like $3 million. I have a Tom Brady rookie of him in his Michigan uniform. That's how much it's...
Wow.
But I don't know if it's worth anything.
I'm guessing an important question might be, what does Mrs. Gilmore want?
Mrs.
Gilmore is very vocal at times
when
it comes to her husband.
Yes, but she's also like a doctor, right? Andy Hart.
She hasn't tweeted since Sunday. I have notifications on for
her.
Good work.
She's got her own pot of money.
That's true.
All right, Greg.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Greg Hill, the helicopter finally landed in the parking lot. All the salespeople are here.
Circling back to the question about Bill Belichick reaching out to Tom Brady, the non-answer to me signifies that he did not. Now, Wiggy and Greg read it the other way. They thought, well, he sort of said, I'm going to leave those private. But the way he answered was like, I'll leave those private with all those that I speak with or whatever. You're like, like, what's the harm in just saying, yeah, I did, but I'm not going to get into specifics, or, yeah, I did. Like, I just feel like the only reason you wouldn't answer it straight is if you didn't. Because what's the harm in saying, yeah, a guy he coached for 20 years just won the Super Bowl, but he didn't answer that?
Yeah,
way.
It's interesting because there's the sort of like the evolution of your work life, right? Mm-hmm. And the evolution of the work life is that Tom Brady isn't there day to day. And if they did have a bit of a messy divorce at the end, I could at least understand in the period right after why Bill might not have, and who knows, maybe he texted him, maybe he didn't call him. You know what I mean? Then you get into the stupid semantics. Quite honestly, I don't care whether he like,
doesn't really
him
matter.
Or not.
But,
no.
just, but that's the that's but also my point is like, why do you have to be so?
It's not a big
evasive.
Deal if he did or didn't, and he could have just said. You, to your point, it would have been the way to, and I don't think he did.
I don't think he did either.
I don't think
okay,
he did
so
either. No,
that.
No.
I don't think he did
at all. And for anybody who's left jobs, me,
yes,
a bunch.
Hand in the air.
Like, there are people that you like, that you work with, that if you see them again, it's kind of cordial and it's okay. But, you know, there are a lot of people that at least in, I think, a lot of our work lives, as we sort of move on to different jobs, that you're still friendly with. Or you're an acquaintance with, but you don't, like, talk to all the time.
But also, but if I asked you, like, say there was a former host of yours that something great happened to him and or her, and I said to you, hey, Gresh, did you reach out to them and congratulate them?
Well, I'd be honest, because, you know,
wouldn't
me,
you be?
But, yeah.
Like, but, like, what's the harm? You could have been like, no, I didn't. Or like, yeah, I did, but I'm not going to get into what I said. Because the follow-up would have been like, oh, how'd that go? And you're like, well, that I understand. Like, I don't really want to get into all that. I'm not going to tell you word for word what I said. But a yes or no there, I don't see how it hurts him at all.
Here's my theory on this, is that Bill is keeping, he's being consistent because Brady is now like sort of spreading his wings a little bit on social media, you know?
Yeah.
There's the, like the stuff about the Packers that he was messing. Now I know that him and Rodgers are playing in this golf
tournament.
Well, the
golf things, yeah.
Right? But Tom has become much more... liberated, let's say,
sure.
In terms of using his. And I think with Bill, it's the whole, all right, if I don't say anything about you, you won't say anything about me kind
true.
Of thing.
I am curious. I don't think it's happened yet. We were talking about it a little bit during the crossover. I don't think Tom has been asked that same question at any right. of his availabilities or anything in the post-Super Bowl, because obviously that's not going to be the first topic that people in Tampa bring up. But I wonder, because it's not like we can compare answers, you know, like, right, like yeah. if he's all weird about it, or because I feel like Tom would just be like, yeah, I heard from him, or like, you know what, no, I don't, not yet, or some like something. But the non-answer just reeks of, no, I didn't. And it's not like he has to. All right.
Hell no.
You don't want to?
It's not a big deal, right.
You're both still in the sport. You're playing each other this week four. Like, fine. Like, yeah. I don't need them to be friendly.
A texter sends in, could Bill be found in violation for talking to another player on a team? Maybe that's why he didn't comment. And no, on that, it would be no, because no. you're not recruiting the guy. And... I think it's also, like, he ain't coming back.
You know, well, like, no, not
there's
that.
There's no recruiting that's going on or anything. It's not like a tampering charge.
No, it's not. And I also feel like we've known for a while, or at least the story, it's not that Bill's, you know, just coming out there and telling you, but the stories about him talking to Garoppolo, I think Garoppolo confirmed it, like, okay, nobody's going to look into that.
It's
like,
not
oh
a big
God.
Deal.
I don't think it is.
It really yeah. isn't. But it is interesting that Bill sort of sidestepped it. And this is day three of him having to talk to the media people. So I'm sure he's already fed up with all the questions and wanted to sidestep everything. Anyway, we do have some Cam Newton. However, guess what got sprung on us a little bit today?
What's that?
Hey, Big Earn, Ernie Adams. It's my last day at school, so they're going to let me talk into a microphone.
For the first time.
I mean, like...
For the first time ever.
If there are two people in this whole dynasty I am fascinated with. Dante Scarnecchia, because mm-hmm. the guy could have been a head coach but didn't want to be. Mm-hmm. So I want to learn about that mindset and what he knows. And this guy, Ernie Adams.
Yeah.
So I know there was the whole thing with the pink stripes at one point yeah. as well with Big Earn.
Yeah, right.
Well... He was asked about that, and here's the answer.
What does pink stripes mean? Now that it's the end, you can finally tell us.
Well, I go back to my Wall Street days, and everything we did, we said was proprietary trading information. So I'll leave it. That's strictly an inside joke and proprietary football information.
Once a Patriot, always a Patriot. Thank you.
Always.
Next question, Tom Curran.
Is there another way for me to come at this thing?
Well done.
So Bill was asked about it, too, when he did his little press conference and mentioned that it was Ernie's last day. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions from somebody was about the pink stripes thing. And he wouldn't answer that either. So we're really only left to guess what it is. Has to be something.
Is Holly writing another book? Will he get to the end? Will he get to the middle of it? Yeah.
He's the one guy that might be able to figure out what it is.
Yeah, because he's not down there asking questions every day, so Bill isn't completely annoyed with him.
In my experience,
yes,
if somebody has a nickname that you cannot explain the origin of, it's probably pretty X-rated.
I would say.
It's probably a pretty perverted, X-rated, dare I say, offensive nickname.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not saying that's the case here. I don't know. But if you're very kind of like, hey, why are they calling that?
You don't have to put two and two together to start to think about the different ways you could come up with the old pink stripe.
Right. Like, why do they call him the garbage man? I can't tell you.
Women, they could just put the garbage out and someone will come along and pick it up. They get sex whenever they want. The old Seinfeld line.
Yeah.
So, a bit adieu to Ernie Adams, whose legacy in this organization will never fully be known. And it's a crime. It really is.
Yeah.
Like, I am hoping that 20 years from now, right, when Big Earn can't call you and yell at you, right, or Bill is, you know, like it, when we're down the road and some people don't have to worry about the retribution, that we get some of these answers as to how important these people really were.
Do you think that maybe because Bill loves the history of football so much, Bill is obsessed with that and he's done a lot of stuff with NFL films and he's done, you know, he was a big part of them crowning the 100 best players of all time. I wonder if Bill, once he's retired, does the thing and kind of not just on his life and his career, but kind of brings Ernie in too. Because not people around the league have no clue on Ernie Adams.
Right.
He's definitely a local kind of phenomenon. Like he's a team Hall of Fame type guy.
I think people in the league.
In the league. But like my friends who are diehard, you know, Eagles, Bills, Jets fans, they don't know who he is.
They don't know who he is, right.
Yeah.
The people working in the league do, but I understand your point. People on the outside who follow the league.
But if Bill was a part of like a NFL Network special and kind of opened people's eyes up to what this guy had meant for the franchise, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Absolutely. And I would hope that we would get to hear a little bit of that from Bill. Don't forget the three T's are up and running. The way that you can get a hold of us and contribute to the show via text 37937 on Twitter at Gresh Keefe. Give it a follow there. We're pushing 20,000 and on Twitch, weei.com/watch or twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Shime is handling the chat. So he doesn't have a case of the sads today. So you can
I'm full energy.
You can be mean to Shime.
Nope, he's feeling great today.
Top of the world today.
However, let's try to put Shime in a bad mood because Cam Newton yesterday talked about Mac Jones, Cam. We'll go to the second one here, John. Cam was asked if Mac being picked changed anything about his motivation level.
Absolutely not. You know, it didn't make me feel any type of way because he was the right pick, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion. And, you know, he was the best player available, and that's what the NFL draft is for. As far as, you know, having any chip on the shoulder, like, I mean, stating the obvious, I don't need too much to get myself going, let alone, you know, that happening. And it's no disrespect to Mac. It's no disrespect to, you know, Bill and his decision. I support it 110% because you still have to do what's right for the organization.
So Cam Newton is, I think, fair to say, the best press conference in the NFL. He's the worst quarterback, but he's the best press conference because all last season, after bad performance, he would sit up there and he would talk about it. And he'd give you the, you know, I haven't been my best and blah, blah, blah. Like he would take blame for it and he would move on and he would kind of do it with a sense of personality. And you're like, oh, my God, what I got to root for. And even here, you know, they don't draft a first-round quarterback if they don't think that you're not very good or like at some point soon they want to replace you, right? Mm-hmm. And so he understands what that means. He's been in the league long enough. And can you come up with a better answer than that?
No, and he's great at deflecting. He's great at answering the question. And that's probably part of the reason why the guy is still here is because Bill knows he's not going to go in and whiz gasoline all over that locker room and light it on fire.
Nope.
And now that should make us feel better. However, there's still the you need to go perform. Like Cam,
oh God, yes. Cam, that's always what it's been.
Cam has said he's done everything the right way. Now there's only one thing left for him to do, and that is to not suck like he did last year. He didn't have to be great. Nope. Just don't suck as bad as you did last year. That's the bare minimum. And can this guy do it? And we said it yesterday when Andy Hart joined us, and he'll be with us in the 1 o'clock hour again today, that if this guy's missing air, I mean, that's a bad sign for the dude.
You're really not asking for a whole lot. I mean, whatever metric you want to put it on, you know, QBR, rating, whatever you want. Oh, if he's middle of the pack.
Yes.
You're in great shape.
All he's got to do is be the 16th quarterback in the league.
That's it.
That's all Mac Jones has to be, too, by the way.
That's right. The Patriots quarterback, right. That's what you're kind of looking for
right now. And if you're that as a rookie, you're in pretty good shape. Yeah. So the quarterback debate will rage on. I'm sure we will continue to get into it. And, of course, with you at 617-779-7937. The Red Sox played in Atlanta last night. Eddie Rodriguez got shelled once again. We're going to tie that into what we're going to get to coming up. But first, here's a Smiley Shime who's trending.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wherever you're working from, Gresh and Keefe go where you do.
Smacking guys in the old yam bag.
Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play WEEI.
Guess what? It's my game, and I dictate how I want my balls to be rubbed up. And if you didn't do a good job at rubbing the balls the way I wanted them and I didn't feel like I was comfortable, I was going to do whatever.
That was Pedro Martinez on MLB Network breaking down balls.
Baseballs. As only he can.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yes, sir.
Well, Major League Baseball's got an issue with sticky balls now, and we're going to get to all that.
It is the summer.
It is. That's right.
That's ball movement. You keep.
You can't just put a.
John.
Did you have a audible stroke there for a moment?
The guy put something together in the first segment that was very well done, and then it goes straight to his head. Now he's trying to get creative back there. He's trying to get a little slappy with it. Let the show come to you.
You could have just moved on.
Let the show come to you. I could have, but then people would have been like, hey, did those guys hear it? Did they not hear it?
He literally said to himself, oh, crap, I effed up.
And Lord knows, whenever we screw up, you're the first one to, like, tag it and throw it into a segment.
Correct.
So, yeah, tag that and throw that in there as well.
Me, you and I can switch chairs, Gresh, and you can do that next time.
That's what we want. We just let the listener know that we are aware of what happened.
That's exactly right. Just like
save the text.
Just like we're aware that Major League...
10:36, we'll move on.
Just like Major League Baseball is going to try to crack down on the sticky baseballs, and we will get to that. But Eddie Rodriguez was not Pedro Martinez last night. Four Good innings, Lord. Six hits, four earned, a walk, eight strikeouts on 80 pitches. And Keith, I know it is a number that some of the Nerd Numbers Network will try to poo-poo, but a 6.21 ERA for Eddie Rodriguez in a contract year, this ain't good.
No, I don't care what year it is. The ERA is a pretty easy number to wrap your head around and understand what the pitcher is doing. And Rodriguez, at this point in the year, to have an ERA over 6 is outrageous. Like, that is bad, especially because prior to this big crackdown of the stick'em stuff, it had really been a pitcher-friendly year, right? That's sort of the whole idea of, let's get rid of this junk. Yeah, there are still elite hitters hitting at a really an elite level. Like, look at what Vlad Guerrero. We just saw a whole series of Vlad Guerrero. He's having an awesome year. But for the most part, it's been pretty pitcher-friendly. Not just all the no-hitters, but just look at what all these guys are doing. We saw it firsthand here with Pivetta and Richards and Perez up until recently, how good they had been doing. And so for all of that, in a contract year, and a guy, the last time we saw him healthy, had a top 6 finish in the Cy Young Award in the American League, and he right now is your worst starter. Like, that's crazy. He easily should have been your best, and you're like, all right, maybe if somebody else kind of has a career year, he's at worst your second best starter. Nope, he's number 5. That is brutal, because they're in a spot, obviously, to be a playoff contender throughout the year. But one of the issues that I think we're going to face here soon is a bunch of bad Perez and Pivetta and Richard starts.
They're going to start
stacking
up.
That's going to happen.
Yep.
And Rodriguez can't be going out there and going 4 innings and just giving up a bunch of runs and, you know, making your offense have to score 10, which fortunately they did. They were able to outslug the Braves. And maybe with less stick'em, maybe we're going to see more 10-8 games or, you know, 6-5 games going forward than the 2-1s. But, yeah, Rodriguez is a major problem on the team.
No question. You need him to be an ace, and he isn't one right now. And you mentioned the, you know, no stick'em, spider tech, whatever it's called. Well, pitchers will now be ejected and suspended for 10 games for using illegal foreign substances to doctor baseballs in a crackdown by Major League Baseball that will start on Monday.
Yeah, so you got the rest of the week to go nuts. And apparently Rodriguez started his yesterday because he was a mess. Like, so just, I'll get back to the rule in a second, but just to put it in perspective again, month by month ERA for Eduardo Rodriguez.
Okay.
April, 3.52. May, 7.28. June, 8.36.
Oh, it's gotten worse.
It's gotten worse even from last month. So he's a disaster, and, you know, he was 5-0 at one point. He's now 5-4. Again, the team, believe it or not, has won all 3 of his starts this month.
It's amazing.
He's no decision in all of them, though, because he has been left pretty early. But, yeah, what's your take on them just throwing in a rule like this midseason?
I'm not a massive fan of it, but Major League Baseball has created their own mess, just like they always do, with the steroid era, and then your commissioner stands in front of everyone and tries to say, there's nothing to see here, everyone. It's not happened on my watch. And now we're to the point to where pitchers have to adapt in the middle of the year to something that they have been doing for such a long time. And first of all, Major League, I mean, they look, I get the whole, we got to give people a chance to adapt. However, it also looks bad optically for baseball to say,
right,
well, we're going to crack down starting Monday.
So did they not know that any of this was going on last year, or was none of it going on last year?
Right,
and then
exactly.
You're like, oh, it's gotten pretty bad. So what do? We throw in a rule? Like, and I would think with baseball too, with their player union, that if anything, like, it wouldn't happen here. Like, they could kind of force this into next year and have to vote on it next year. Because even though, you know, I don't love all the guys just doctoring the hell out of the ball, and apparently this has gone so far beyond sunscreen and bullfrog.
Yeah.
But to just throw in, like, these rules right now, like, it hasn't been agreed to. It hasn't really been signed off on. Like, I just find that a little odd, and I can understand. Even though these guys are all cheating, I can still understand the backlash for it.
Well, Tyler Glasnow of the Tampa Rays has now a UCL injury. And part of his UCL injury, I don't want to say excuse, reasoning, let's say,
according to him,
is the fact that they took the sticky stuff away from the balls.
I don't need more spin. I have huge hands. I spin the ball fine. I want grip. I did well against the Nationals, probably one of the best starts I had all year. I woke up the next day and was like, I am sore in places that I didn't even know I had muscles in. I switched my fastball grip and my curveball grip. I now have to develop a new cue. I can't hold the ball light anymore. I have to dig it deep into my hand. Just threw 80-something, 70-whatever innings, and then you just told me I can't use anything in the middle of the year. I had to change everything I've been doing the entire season. And then I'm telling you, I truly believe that's why I got hurt. And I'm sitting here, my lifelong dream, I want to go out and win a Cy Young. I want to be an All-Star. And then now it's all shit on. Now it's over.
He added, wah, wah. But even with that said, I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah.
You started all year. You were allowed to do a certain thing. And then now they're telling you you can't. And now he thinks he got hurt because he was switching the grip. I mean, I wonder, to me, I think it's just a coincidence because pitchers are so fragile, especially guys that throw 100.
They're like kickers.
They're fragile, though. Like, it's just, like, you see the torque. Like, when you see Chris Sale and, like, Nathan Eovaldi, two of the harder throwing guys that the Red Sox have had recently, you're like, yeah, how long are you going to be able to do that? Like, I still think it's amazing how long of a career Chris Sale has had the way that he throws. So, again, Glasnow, he can blame it on having to switch his grip. Maybe there's some truth to that, but I think a bigger truth is just you're a hard thrower, and it's bound to happen.
I agree with you. There's somewhere in the middle lies the truth on that.
Yeah.
And couldn't Major League Baseball have figured out something? Because it feels like they're going from 100 miles an hour to zero really quick. You mean to tell me we couldn't have figured it out? And look, baseball's giving all these guys all this time because even Cora, you know, like there, I did see the story that's up online right now. A whole, you know, Cora spoke to his team about what is to come and the cheating and the stick'em and stuff. Basically, what Major League Baseball is doing is allowing these guys to figure out a different way to do it so it's not blatant.
Right.
The baseball players, in a way, did it to themselves.
What happened to the old rosin bag? You step off the mound, you grab the rosin bag, you kick it around a little bit, and you get back on there. Or you lick your hand, you touch the old brim of the cap. What happened
to
that?
It used to be
that. That's how you get your grip.
I'm completely with you. There's got to be other ways that they can do it. Like, there's got to be other places they can hide whatever it is they want to put on the ball. And let me just ask you this real quickly. Do you care? Do you care that they use this stuff and put gunk on the ball?
Overall, no. But it's just sort of, you know, should there be, there really shouldn't be any cheating, but I guess that's just not going to happen. Like, it's just, it's not going to be like Little League Baseball where we would just go out there, you grab a bat, you grab a ball, grab a glove and play. Like, it's, that's so far gone. I don't really care, but the problem is, I guess, with it, is if the pitchers start doing this, now the hitters, because I think the pitchers, this was a big response to the juice balls, maybe even the sign stealing, like all of that stuff was really pro hitter. So the pitchers like, all right, what can we do? Mm-hmm. And so now if they do that and they're allowed to do it and you take away the sign stealing, I think the hitters are going to say, all right, what can we do? And they're going to find the next thing. It's just going to be their one-upsmanship and cheating the rest of the way.
I'm completely with you. And 37937 or in the Twitch chat with Shime, you can go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. I really wonder how many people truly care about this. That, by God, this is cheating, and good Lord, we've got to get rid of it. So hit us up there. You can also get us on Twitter, at Gresh Keefe. Follow Rich on Twitter, at Keefe21. You can get me on Twitter, at TheRealGresh, G-R-E-S-H. Boy, did the USGA miss an opportunity to create a little controversy and some degeneration bets next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The world reopens again. Make sure to keep Gresh and Keefe a part of your routine. And if you missed a show, download the podcast at WEEI.com.
So we're going to slide in 5 minutes of golf here with Gresh and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network, WEEI.com. And of course on the Odyssey app. Good morning to Providence, the Cape, Portland, Springfield, Keene, New Hampshire, and Worcester. All of our network stations and out at Torrey Pines starting tomorrow. It is round one of the U.S. Open, and I got a little excited yesterday, Keith.
Is that
I
right?
I did, because I saw a story that originally said that Bryson DeChambeau said no to playing in a pairing with his hated rival Brooks Koepka. Then they kind of like repurposed the story a little bit with both guys being like, nah, the USGA never asked anybody anything. To which I say, why not?
They need to play together. That's the only thing that would really help golf right now. I mean, with no Tiger, like, and I know, okay, the Phil story was what it was, and okay, great. But this is like an actual feud. These guys seem to hate each other, and regardless of what side you're on, it was just like for years, and I don't even know if there was real hatred, but the Tiger-Phil rivalry was great. And every time there was a tournament, you're like, are they paired up? Do they get paired up? Hopefully they're there at the end and they can play at least the last round together. But even early on, it was a reason to actually check the pairings for a golf tournament. And this is what they have right now. So if golf's smart, they would put these guys together.
I completely agree with you. Then there is all the wagering opportunities that are out there for those of us that are a part of Degeneration Bets. And, you know, like just for one, my book that I use, the Sportsbook Rhode Island app, it's round by round betting. And if you're betting during golf events, it's a hell of a lot of fun. It's a lot of time. It's a commitment. But if you're going to watch it, if you're in the right spot, you could sit there on your phone and bet away, right? You can in New Hampshire, sure, and DraftKings and all that stuff. So Shime and I have some Degeneration Bets for you if you're into betting the golf. So Shimey, I'm going to let you go first because I've only got two. Okay. And I got a long shot pick to throw in as well.
Perfect. So I got a few here. So my favorite guy of the tournament has to be Colin Morikawa. I just love the way this guy plays. He's consistent every time. I pick him constantly, especially if you do like the daily fantasy version of betting on golf. I pick Morikawa all the time. Love Morikawa here. I have two spite picks for you.
Ooh, a spite pick.
This is kind of the angle I was taking here. First of all, guy you just mentioned, Brooks Koepka.
Yep.
First of all, he just finished runner-up to Lefty at the PGA Championship. Mm-hmm. And I think he's just pissed off at DeChambeau and mm-hmm. kind of wants to shove it in DeChambeau's face. Mm-hmm. So I love the idea of taking Koepka here as a spite pick. Also, trying to become the seventh player ever to win three or more U.S. Opens. So Koepka's one spite pick. The other spite pick is the favorite in this tournament, Jon Rahm. Pissed at the USGA for pulling him out of the Memorial where he was dominating. Absolutely dominating. And then at the end, they come out to the green and they're like, you have COVID. You have to come out of the tournament. And now he's cleared to play. I think there's a clear reason he's the favorite. He's probably the best golfer there is right now. He should probably be the number one golfer in the world. And I think it's a bit of a spite pick. Another guy I actually kind of like right now is Jordan Spieth. He's at +1900. He won the Valero Texas Open in April, had seven other top 10 finishes. So even like a nice little sprinkle on Spieth to finish top 5 or top 10, I think could be a really nice bet. And then my long shot guy here has to be Will Zalatoris. I have a tough time pronouncing
Will's
his name.
Will Zalatoris?
Every single time.
Zalatoris, I think.
Zalatoris,
like the
Zalatoris.
Plural of Will?
Zegors.
Halitosis. Yeah, yeah.
He is +4650.
Oh, get
to
in
win.
On it.
This 24-year-old stormed onto the scene last year at the U.S. Open.
Stormed on?
Yes, what he stormed finish? On. I forget what he finished at Wingfoot.
Respectable?
Yes,
all right.
Very much so. And then he finished second at the Masters in April, tied for eighth at the PGA Championship. So you can bet on him to win it +4650. My other favorite bet that I love with him to finish in the top 10 is +350. I mean, this guy is crushing it. I love the way Zalatoris is playing. So I love a nice little top 10 sprinkle.
I like
right
a little
there.
Wiggle room there on that one.
Yeah, right?
That's nice.
You can put some, a little bit, just a nice tiny little sprinkle to win.
Sprinkle.
And then a nice hefty amount on him to finish top 10. I think is a good bet. And my stay away pick.
Who is
the guy
it?
I'm not touching at all? Dustin Johnson. He has sucked.
I can hear it a mile.
He has stunk since he dominated the Masters in November. Since then, he missed the cut at the Masters in April. He missed the cut at the PGA Championship. This guy is just falling. But he has hit rock bottom right now. He needs to turn things around. I stay away from Dustin Johnson completely.
My stay away is Xander Schauffele. A, no one wins in their hometown. And B, his history at Torrey Pines is not good. My two picks to click. Tony Finau, he's at 25-1 on the Sportsbook Rhode Island app. He's 18-1. That's a guy who's got to break through at some point. And Victor Hovland, 25-1. I think that's a sneaky good pick. Let me give you a real long shot here. Great name too, Jason Kokrak. I just love saying Kokrak. He's in at 66-1. He won the Charles Schwab at Colonial
I had one in my old house. I had a Kokrak
3 weeks ago. And there you go.
Also, make sure to keep an eye out for some of these, like, no-name guys that you've never heard of. Because the U.S. Open, you always just see a couple of them because you can qualify as, like, amateurs.
Yes.
And so you get – there was a couple – actually, it was probably about a decade now ago. There was a German guy who just came onto the scene and was hitting absolute bombs on the course, qualified as an amateur. So keep an eye out for those guys. You can maybe get a bet in on them on day two or day three once you see them get going.
And let's hope to God the USGA doesn't make this golf course so hard that good shots don't get rewarded. We've seen that happen in the past. You chip the ball on the green, it rolls to the other side. Like, let's have some, it didn't have to be easy, don't get me wrong, but let's not do it to where people don't get rewarded for good shots.
It was a couple years ago. I think it was like a New York course.
Bethpage Black. That's exactly what it was.
Absolutely
chipping
disgusting.
On each side of the green. It was stupid. Yeah, it was a waste of watch. There you go. A little degeneration bets for those of you who are a part of the Degenerati and like to wager on some golf. Coming up, we roll into hour two. Jason Tatum misses out on a big payday. We'll tell you why, and did the Celtics lose a Tatum confidant? That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.